to Women Worth Knowing, the radio program and podcast hosted by Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn.
You know that Robin and I love the story of how God has used women. It is just so exciting. And we both love being used by God. And there's just that thrill when you know the Lord is using you, speaking through you, even if you just make a difference for one person.
It's so inspiring.
It's so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've been inspired by the stories that we've told, the stories that we've heard. Mm-hmm. And today is no exception. So last week, if you listened or if you watched, you know that we had Lindy Boone Michaelis.
You got it.
And we are so excited to have her in studio. And she was raised in a very musical family in Hollywood, of all places. And some of you who are older might recognize the name Pat Boone. Actually, he was on the Grammys not too, or was it the Academy Awards or Grammys not too?
I would say American Music Awards.
Maybe that was it.
Which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember seeing pictures going, wow, that's something else. I think he came out with a mohawk or something.
No, but he had fake tattoos and a leather vest and
that was it.
Chains. And it was promoting an album he had done called Pat in a Metal Mood, where he recorded a lot of heavy metal songs in a very big band arrangement style. It was really fun.
How fun. Yeah. So anyway, we have Pat Boone and Shirley Boone's daughter, Lindy. And if you haven't listened to episode one, please go back and listen to it. Mm-hmm. It will be so good. But we also promised our listeners something very, very special. And that is a song you wrote last November.
I wrote it in 2020 during COVID.
Oh, right.
And recorded it last November.
That's right. That's right. And it's called Word Layer. I knew that. And can you tell us just what word layer means and then we'll play the song?
It means that I believe our words are like laying foundations. So if you can picture a brick layer, I just thought I was very intentional in a season of my life, and I think for the rest of my life, that our words carry energy and frequency and power, and that we're made in the image of God, and we're taught that the world, everything we can taste and hear and touch, everything that we interact with was created by His Word. And so we're to imitate Christ. We're made in His image. And I just, during a very difficult season of my life with my son who incurred a brain injury, I started to really focus on minding my words, managing my words, and being careful with them.
That's
because
excellent.
I think that they lay the path forward.
That's amazing. All right, let's play that song.
When your happy turns to tears and you're broken by your fears, it's so tempting to declare that all is lost. You can speak into creation and build a new foundation, laying word upon the cross. Spend some time with your Creator. Are you grateful that He made you? Do you know that you're a Creator too? Your words have superpowers. They can sweeten, they can sour. And you're blessed to have the choice of what they'll do. Intention. Pain can motivate invention. Look at nature, how she cycles death to life. That's our model, life returns. Will it be better for your words? Are they life? Are they love? Do they beautify? some time with your creator? Are you grateful that he made you? Do you know that you're a creator too? Your words have superpowers. They can sweeten, they can sour. And you're blessed to have the choice of what they'll do.
Oh, that was beautiful.
All right, let's...
Thank you, Lindy. We want to hear the inspiration.
Yes.
And, yes.
But before that, I'm thinking about the listeners who said, wait, I need to hear that again. Is it available on like Apple Music or...
Yes, on all the streaming platforms we released it. And, you know, music business has changed so much. You don't go out and buy a CD anymore.
No.
So, yeah, you can hear it all you want. Just... And also, it's a YouTube. There's a video of the making of it. So we're in the studio recording it, and my dad is in that one listening for the first time with a tissue.
Oh,
so it's a sweet, sweet video. You can pull it up on YouTube.
And your sisters were there in studio.
Yes.
Doing back. That's who we heard in the background there.
But, you know, I love it not only because it's beautiful to listen to, but I love the conviction. You know, like, are
it's
you?
It's such a gentle conviction.
It really is. It's a gracious one. Years ago, I read a book by Carol Mayhall, Words That Hurt and Words That Heal. Mm-hmm. And that was the same type of conviction. And, you know, of course, in the book of James, he said the power is in the tongue.
Oh, right.
Well, I know. You know, and we can steer a huge ship with just this little tiller.
Or set a wildfire going.
That's right. So I love that. And he said sweet and bitter water should not flow out of the same well. Mm-hmm. So I, with Robin... Mm-hmm. Tell us about the journey to this song.
Sure. So I already had mentioned, you know, that it was a gift from my daughter. Mm-hmm. But the reason Word Layer came to my mind was going back 10 years before when I had written a book. And the book that I wrote is called Heaven Hears. And I needed a password, something to make up as you have to for many passwords for everything. And I, for some reason, thought Word Layer. I had never heard the two put together, but it just seemed to be something that made sense with my book. I just was learning to speak into Ryan's life, into recovery and restoration, healing. And I remember when Ryan, my son, had a accident in 2001. I was in Spain when he fell three stories. He was 24 years old, engaged to be married, setting out in life. He's this gorgeous, 6'4", charismatic personality. And he was just going up to get some sun on the roof, and he stepped on a skylight, and his foot came down on it rather than across to the other side.
Wow.
It broke, and he fell three stories. call from my sister woke me up in the middle of the night, and we had to pack and get home as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And I remember just going crazy in the airplane, hours out of touch from Madrid to Miami. And I needed to write. I started writing like crazy. I needed to get these emotions out of me. And it was really a pouring out of my heart to God. And in it, I just prayed, Lord, don't let this pain be for no reason.
Exactly.
That just
so good
came through me. Just, if we're going to go through this.
Mm-hmm. Such a powerful prayer.
Make it count.
In a moment like that.
Make it count.
Yes, yes. Very good. So good.
So I started writing in a journal, which I had not been a journaler up to that point, but I needed to write to process. It was a way through for me. And words were just super powerful. I recognized that God was communicating to me through this process of writing. I was becoming impressed with the importance of how I spoke about Ryan's journey. And I would always say he's a TBI. He's recovering from a traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. I didn't like to say he's a victim in any way. And so words just, I started speaking words, not sentences in full, you know, prayers in full sentences, but speaking voice, appetite. He laid in a coma for at least 4 months. And then after that, there was barely any difference. It was just his eyes would open and track.
Wow.
So I didn't, he had no expression on his face till 10 months in when I finally saw the first smile. I didn't hear his voice for 15 months, and then he finally got voice to come out.
Mm.
And he had a feeding tube for almost 2 years. So this journey was long and arduous. There were victories along the way. We celebrated every little victory. The first time he took a little taste of food and swallowed, it was with no expression on his face. He tired after two little tastes of pudding. But everything was a milestone and a victory, and we just marked it down. We praised God. We it would just carry us on. Now, he still is dealing with traumatic brain injury, even up to this day. He's lived with us ever since he came home from the hospital. He has caregivers for everything. But he did get his voice back. He can eat and he can sing. He can read. He has short-term memory. It's very, very, it's like as soon as something's over, he's forgotten it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so many blessings along the way. And he's a teacher to me because he is in the present moment at all times. He doesn't feel his losses. He doesn't worry about the future. And he's very content. And I am trying to be more and more like that as I live with him and see the gifts that come with some of these trials. So when I was offered a chance to write a song and this word layer came back to my mind, I thought that's what I wanted to write about. And I didn't think I could write the lyrics, but as I started to just write an explanation of what word layer was, it came out as a chorus and then a verse. And another verse.
Interesting. And there it was.
And it came out, except for the bridge, I wrote it in like 20 minutes. And then I just offered it to this sweet young Nashville musician named Ann Buckle when we met on Zoom. And she said, Lindy, I don't want to change the words. They're just as they should be. And she wrote the melody.
Mm.
And so we had a great partnership. And then she sang into her phone and sang with her guitar and just gave it to me when we were done, and that was the end of the gift that my daughter had given me. And after that, I had it in my laptop for about 3.5 years, played it for individuals one at a time, until finally my dad's record executive gentleman that is running Pat's Gold Label, and he heard it, and he said, what are you doing with that song?
Wait a minute.
And I said, I play it for people from time to time, and he was urging me to get it recorded.
I'm so glad he did.
Yeah.
So
I am too.
I want to know, because you said make it count, and you have made it count, not only the book Heaven Hears, which is published by Tyndall and probably available on Amazon, but also you started
nonprofit.
A nonprofit. So tell us about that, because I'm sure there are people that either have friends or have a relative or need to know about this nonprofit?
Right. Well, my dad, being famous, he was asked by Larry King to come on Larry King Live shortly after Ryan's accident. My dad asked, Lindy, do you want to come on with me? And I instantly said, I don't think I can. Mm. And then I walked away and thought about it and could just hear Ryan saying, Mom, you need to. You need to be transparent that this is how faith-filled families walk through crisis. And there was something about, I just felt Ryan saying, do it. So we ended up being on Larry King Live 5 times in a year and a half. He was so interested and so intrigued with how do you go through something like this and hold on to your faith.
Wow.
And so through that, so many people all over the world just were praying for Ryan, and they sent so many emails. And over time, I just felt like I'm so grateful for the prayers, and I do believe in prayer. But I also felt like this was for more than just Ryan, and that we had a unique situation where we could start a nonprofit, and people knew Ryan's story, and many people around the world love my dad. And so we just thought, let's see how we can help the traumatic brain injury community. And we started Ryan's Reach. And I came up with that name because I could see Ryan reaching to his family, to God, to the medical community for his own recovery. But I knew my son, and I knew he was a leader, and I could see him reaching out with his other hand to bring as many people along with him as possible. So I saw Ryan's Reach as a double-handed reach to move forward and say, come on, follow me. And we've been able to do a lot of fundraisers and provide a lot of therapy for people with traumatic brain injury as scholarships. They attend High Hope's Head Injury Program in Tustin, and we've made that possible. And then over time, I started to really notice that there was a big gap in the group home industry, and that people with brain injury, they would get placed in a home for the elderly. They'd be the one young person in a home for the elderly. And a lot of moms and parents of traumatic brain injury survivors that I got to know worried so much about, when I cannot do this anymore, when I age out of taking care of my loved one, my son, my daughter, what's going to happen to them? And I just felt God saying, Ryan's Reach needs to address this. And so now we do have 2 group homes. One's in Tustin, one's in Santa Ana, Ryan's Reach 1 and 2. And we're caring for 9 individuals that are not ready for a nursing home. And our youngest is in there, is 27.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very rewarding, and it's Ryan's legacy. And I'm very proud of it.
So much power, even in the lyrics to the song, because anyone who is listening, who has gone through something like this with a family member, in my situation, my dad had a stroke and was paralyzed, and he lived another 5.5 years, so he wasn't able to speak, and just trying to communicate with him. But the words that were given with him, he can hear you. And things that were said from someone who was trying to analyze, diagnose, give advice, help us not get our hopes up or something. And there was always that sense of, yeah, but we can be really uplifting, encouraging, and positive for where things are at with him right now. It can still be words of love and hope and power, and not just the negative. And I hear that in your lyrics, that you've obviously gone through that. So you've realized there's both sides of this. We could just be without hope, but that's not who we are as believers. Mm-hmm. We are not without hope. Our hope is in Christ alone.
Right.
And whatever he would choose to do in this situation to bring good from it. Mm-hmm. So it's like you've helped all of us who have ever been in a situation like that be refreshed and reminded that I'm really choked up about this, Lindy, because it's so powerful.
Now, Lindy, I have another question. I'm always full of questions.
Sure.
Now, it's always so great to have a little bit of guidance. And like, you know, Robin was saying, how to speak positively, or how I remember when my mother had dementia and we were trying to communicate to her that my father had died. And we were bankrupt. And every time that she'd say, you know, where's daddy? And we'd say, Mom, dad's in heaven. She'd scream. And we're like, okay, this is not going very well. And a friend of ours who was a counselor, psychologist, stopped by my house and he explained to me what she needed and how to approach her, what to say. No sidebar conversations. Look directly at her. You know, whenever you're talking, if she says what, say it again exactly the same way. Do not change your words. Do not try to simplify it. Just say it again. Those things helped so much because we did love my mom.
Yeah.
And we wanted to communicate to her and ease. So some of those things are available, too, through Ryan's Reach.
Well, I love talking to people that are going through this journey, and I think that's one reason we're allowed to suffer is it creates an empathy, and you feel less uncomfortable in those painful situations with others. So I started to go to hospital rooms, volunteering to go and just sit with people that are going through a coma of a loved one, or I take phone calls. I don't know that I can help everybody. I don't think I can. But I think it's helpful to know that somebody else has been there before you and they have found their way. And if they just take a little nugget from anything I say, I hope that it helps them find their way through too.
Now tell us about the podcast that you have, because that's been very helpful for many people, I'm sure.
Well, it's brand new, and I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'm going to confess that right now. I'm the podcast host. I've done about 8 of them. And my heart is to speak to a broader audience that is going through brain injury of a loved one. And so I'll have on people that do certain therapies that I think are valuable to know about. But I also love to have people on that have a son or a daughter or a husband that's had a brain injury and can speak hope in and encouragement to others, not just my story. But I did have my sisters on an episode that I really loved, and I included them and their perspective as extended family members, how they helped me so much, and I let them each speak what it was like for them. So I think just knowing you're not alone and trying to get information from experts. So it's called TBI Talk, and it is, again, on streaming platforms. You can go to ryansreach.com. That's where it's also housed there, so people can get a hold of the podcast and read more about what we do as a nonprofit. But I definitely have spoken over Ryan, and I still to this day, he can memorize scripture, and that's really a miracle.
Amazing.
He can't remember what he just ate, but we'll go to the movies on Friday, and I've tested this many times, asked him how he liked the movie, and before we get to the van, he goes, I don't remember it. But he's enjoying it at the time, and I will speak verses of scripture over him and repeat over and over again. So the repetition gets through, and he starts to memorize it.
Wow.
And he can memorize so much scripture and so many songs. And there's one creed that we say at my church at Shepherd's Grove, and he memorized this. And our pastor, Bobby Shuler, has us all stand. And before he preaches, he says this creed. I want you to picture my son, Ryan, in his wheelchair. And he says, I'm not what I have. I'm not what I do. I'm not what people say about me. I am the beloved of God.
Love it.
It's who I am. No one can take it from me.
Oh, I think that's a creed that we all need to say.
Amen.
You know what, Lindy? I want to thank you so much for being on this episode. And again, I noticed there's also a newsletter as well as the podcast, which is fantastic. And the book, again, Heaven Hears, and they can go to whatever streaming service and listen to
Word Layer.
Yes, Word Layer. I did it again. I was so sure I was going to get it right. Word Layer.
Thank
Thinking
you,
about all
Lindy.
That lumber that
thank
needs to go outside.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it was
so
fantastic.
Grateful.
Thank you for listening to Women Worth Knowing with Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn. For more information on Cheryl, visit CherylBroderson.com or follow her on Instagram or Facebook. For more information on Robin, visit RobinGunn.com or follow her on Instagram or Facebook. Join us each week for a lively conversation as we explore the lives of well-known and not-so-well-known historical and contemporary Christian women. If you think there is a woman worth knowing, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at WWK@CCCM.com. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you rate us on your podcast app, subscribe, and share it with a friend. Thank you again for listening to Women Worth Knowing with Cheryl Broderson and Robin Jones Gunn. Women Worth Knowing is a production of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.